Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
FM KMOX, a few minutes past 4 p.m. Remind you that we will be out live from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Hardee's on Mid Rivers Mall Drive in St. Peter's. We'll have a few hats to sell you, maybe some autographed Dave's Faves Bissinger's chocolates. Adriana is going to be there with her magnets. And yeah, the whole thing is trying to raise as much money as we can on Friday and then ultimately by Christmas for Operation Food Search. And you know, look, I'm as guilty of this as you guys, because I say things like this so much and it can become background or white noise or even annoying to you. Like, okay, Dave, we get it. Please stop saying this. But just to state the obvious, it's wonderful when people do toy drives. It's wonderful. No kid should be without a toy on Christmas, but we're talking about food. We're talking about kids who are not going to eat on the weekends without you. And we're talking about 3,200 human beings, little human beings, 3,200 of them for the past 7 years into next year, 2026, who have food on the weekends and their siblings have food on the weekends because of what you do during this 4-week period. So we can't thank you enough. You should be very proud of yourselves. We're closing in on $700,000. Just unbelievable. So thank you in advance, and we'll see you on Friday.
Can't wait.
Let's do the Sweet 16, brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Skip couldn't be here today, but they are the sponsor. The Sweet 16 of all-time Christmas characters. And Wheels asked me, does it have to be like one of the, like, they're only for Christmas? No, I think as long as they're in a TV show or a movie, something that we associate with our childhood or with Christmas, I think that's fine.
So, cool.
Yeah. Andrew, you want to lead it off?
Sure. How about we start with Scott Calvin?
Oh, the Santa Claus.
The Santa Claus. Tim Allen's character in The Santa Claus.
A much better movie than I gave it credit for.
It's a wonderful film. Cold, yeah. Christmas classic. Every night he shaves his bed before he goes to bed, and every morning he wakes up and he looks like that.
Wheels, not a fan?
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Oh,
you
like
it. Watch it.
Yeah.
You'd like it. It's very silly. It's very funny.
Yep. Never seen it.
Man, I was such a big Tim Allen fan as a child. Home Improvement, The Santa Claus, Toy Story.
Yeah, no, he
I mean,
he
had a great run in the 90s.
Yeah, so for someone born around the early 90s, like Tim Allen ruled your childhood.
Yeah, his stand-up before that was really good, too.
He's a very talented guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wheels.
Clark W. Griswold.
Good one.
Yeah.
Clark W. Griswold. I'm going to go with the little cutie, Rudolph.
Mm-hmm.
Red-nosed reindeer.
Never did nothing. Oh, that one. Okay.
Had a very shiny nose.
I love how they always sing through it like it's not a big deal that he basically was bullied his entire life.
Such a happy song.
Like, you're making all the reindeer look bad.
Yeah.
Which, you know, if they were picking on him, they are bad.
And they hit him and they locked him out in the cold.
I'm going to see your Rudolph and raise you a mean Santa from Rudolph.
Oh. Mm.
Santa the D.
Should we put him up against Rudolph?
Sure.
I mean, they already were.
So you should just call him Rudolph Santa then.
They already were in direct opposition.
That Santa just lives in my brain because as a kid, I didn't understand any sort of nuance and my parents weren't, telling me, oh, blah, blah, blah. I just knew that Santa was such a horrible person.
From Rudolph. But the real Santa is not.
No, which is why it sticks out so much.
Yeah.
Like when you see a mean Santa who's, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
So, back to Andrew. Oh.
Not the only mean depiction of Santa on this list. I will say the robot Santa from Futurama.
Oh, man.
You guys are all about that Futurama.
It's a wonderful program.
You don't like Futurama?
I've never seen it. Never seen it.
Oh, it's
not
so
not
fun.
Judging it, just saying I've never seen it.
We don't have to put it on there, but I love robot
it's fine.
Santa.
Fine.
It's so like The Simpsons, but I would say it's more innocent than The Simpsons? Does that make sense, Andrew?
It's a very wholesome show.
Yeah, it's very wholesome.
It's a very
They're not as
the
edgy.
Same stupid humor. Just silly.
A lot of the jokes, I would argue, are maybe less, maybe a little kinder spirited than a lot of Simpsons. A lot of Simpsons jokes are a little on the mean spirited side, which is completely fine, and they're very, very funny. But I think Futurama is a little nicer of a show, maybe.
I think it's Wheels' turn.
All right. Man, I had a question, but then I forgot the question, so I'm just going to go with Ralphie from Christmas Story.
Got it.
All righty.
Right.
This one's for Skip and myself. I'm going to go George Bailey. It's a Wonderful Life.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It sure is.
I will go... Not Jim Carrey, but the original Boris Karloff Grinch.
Yeah. He's a mean one.
I don't like that Jim Carrey Grinch.
I tried to watch it this weekend, and because a lot of Gen Z and younger millennials too, they grew up with that version of the Grinch, and that's their Grinch. I'm like, oh, I'll try to watch it. It was fine, but I like the animated much, much better.
I used to cry every year because he was so mean to the dog.
Yeah.
And I'd seen it to the end. I knew that it's going to be fine, but...
Yeah. He looks all weird and... Yeah.
Well, they... the dog's name is Max, I believe. Mm-hmm. They did a CGI Grinch a couple years ago, and I thought it looked so dumb, but Catherine wanted to watch it, so I watched it with her. It was really cute, and he's very sweet to Max in the movie.
Good.
It was heartwarming.
Back to Andrew.
I'm going to say, how about Droppo? From Santa Claus Conquers the Martians, specifically because there's that joke in the Mystery Science Theater where they say, Santa Claus says, Droppo, you're the laziest man on Mars. Why are you sleeping on the job? And the robot says, because I'm the laziest man on Mars.
Wheeler does know what's going on right now.
I've never heard of this movie.
Okay, so
I didn't understand a single one of those words.
Dave knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
you do.
For Dave.
You do. Oh,
Mystery Science Theater.
How about Charlie Brown?
Okay.
Because of the shirt.
Or Droppo.
Or Droppo.
Like,
laziest man on Mars.
Droppo. All right. I remembered the question, and I don't know that this counts, so you guys feel free to veto. John McClane.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, sure.
Of course.
I didn't know where you guys stood on the whole Die Hard as a Christmas movie.
It's not.
It
but
is.
But, it's fine. It's not worth,
it's
not worth going to bat over.
Let's go.
But I know you have your advent calendar. Have you been doing your advent calendar this year?
No, I forgot. It's in
there.
No. I've got Hans falling off the building.
Oh, yeah. I remember that from last year.
It's fun.
I got to start tracking. Too late now, though.
Rach?
Let's go Jack Skellington.
Good one. I have two, but they're a pair. Harry and Marv from Home Alone, the Wet Bandits.
Yeah.
Man, they stressed me out as a kid.
Oh, I bet.
They were
so bad.
So evil and so stupid. And it's like, come on, guys. How'd you even get to be this old and acting like this?
Like, just let the kid relax and watch his movies.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the house to himself.
Tell you what, I've never wanted cheese pizza more than when I watched that movie.
Oh, yeah, that's Home Alone 2, Lost in New York, where he gets the cheese pizza in the limo. Yum.
Andrew?
Dang, I could go for some cheese pizza. I'm hungry. Hermie, the stupid elf.
The one that wants to be a dentist?
Yeah. I ran out of characters, but Hermie should probably be it. People like Hermie. I'm lukewarm on him. Oh, yeah, see, a lot of people have fonder thoughts of Hermie than I.
Yeah, you could do a Sweet 16 just of Rudolph.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was from Rudolph, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, I've got to save the best for last because it's my spirit animal, the Heat Miser.
Oh, good one.
Yeah. Those guys scared me a fair bit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, same.
The Heat Miser?
Yeah. Like, everything claymation or whatever that's called freaks me out.
Stop animation
stuff. Like, when they're dancing, I'm Mr. Heat Miser. It's just like, ah! Mm-hmm. I don't think the world is real anymore.
My last pick is Frosty.
It's a good one?
It's a good one.
I'll go classic and go Scrooge.
Is there a particular version you liked? Like the old school black and white?
Probably
or
George C. Scott.
Okay.
I like Michael Caine in The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yeah, that's really good too. Are there any bad Muppet movies?
Not that I've seen.
No real misses?
I mean, I've enjoyed it. I just watched The Muppets Take Manhattan a couple weekends ago. That's a good one too.
I'm telling you and Kurt have a strange life.
We watch a lot of films. What can I say?
I kind of wish I watched that because I just don't watch that many movies. I wish I could.
Monday mornings with Rage is like, hey, what'd you do? It's like, we watched Lost in Space, the movie.
Yeah.
And,
it's on YouTube, man.
Okay.
Yeah,
YouTube's taken over. I'm ahead of the curve.
We watched Land of the Lost with Will Ferrell, then the original Land of the Lost series.
Sweet 16 of Christmas characters, Scott Calvin versus John McClane.
John McClane.
Scott Calvin.
Scott Calvin.
Who's Scott Calvin?
The Santa Claus.
Tim Allen and the Santa Claus.
Oh, okay.
The titular Santa Claus.
I'll go with you on that.
Yeah, he didn't stop terrorists.
Clark Griswold versus Jack Skellington.
Ooh, got to go with Clark.
I'll go Jack.
I'll go Jack as well.
I'll make it a tie to Roger.
Oh, it's actually Frank today. Frank Ladd.
I've made a tie to Frank.
You got to go with Clark W. Griswold.
Good job, Frank.
There you go. Rudolph versus Mean Santa.
Oh, man. The
I gotta
hero.
Go Rudolph.
Hero man.
Yeah,
Rudolph.
I'm siding with my boy.
Mm-hmm. We did this for you, Rudolph.
Mean Santa was like, Rudolph had to turn off Instagram comments. He was getting bullied so bad.
Robot Santa versus Harry and Marv.
Harry and Marv.
I love Futurama, but I'll go Harry and Marv.
Okay, yeah.
We move on. Ralphie versus Hermie.
Ralphie.
Hermie.
Hermie, yeah.
Thought you hated Hermie.
I hate Ralphie way more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he hates a Christmas
tree. Right.
Yeah, you really do.
That's hates right. That movie.
George Bailey versus the Heat Miser. That would have made it a
Heat
much better film.
Miser.
Yeah, instead of like, becoming grateful for his life, he just has to fight the Heat Miser.
Has to fight him, yeah.
I'll go George Bailey.
Miser.
Yeah.
Bailey. Ooh, it's back to Frank, I believe.
Tie to Frank.
I'm going to go with George Bailey as well.
Yay.
Oh, bad job, Frank.
The Grinch, the classic versus Frosty.
I got to vote against myself and go the Grinch.
Frosty.
I will say the Grinch, I think.
Grinch moves on. Charlie Brown versus Scrooge.
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 Charlie.
I'm going to go against myself and go Charlie, and I'll send it to Frank.
Chucky B.
Which Scrooge are we talking about? Are we talking about the Muppet Scrooge?
I just pick one.
You can pick a Scrooge.
I'm going to go Charlie Brown.
All right.
Too many Scrooges to choose from.
Frank Ladd's very different from Roger Brand.
Yeah, Roger's like, just give me the older one.
Roger goes, I'm old school, yeah.
Yeah, Roger's a man of action. He says, I'm old school, and then he just picks whatever he's thinking of. Whatever we said last.
I'm not making any allegations, but I love that when we go to Roger, it always sounds like this. And you're just like, man, sorry.
Roger always sounds like he's in a bar.
Let's take a break. We'll come back and do the rest of this.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
DGS. Sweet 16 of best Christmas characters of all time. We're down to the Elite Eight. Scott Calvin. Remind me.
The Santa Claus.
I keep forgetting. Versus Clark Griswold.
Clark. He did all those lights, man.
Scott Calvin.
Tie to Frank.
Clark W. Griswold.
There you go. Rudolph versus Harry and Marv. The Rudy. Wet Bandits.
Rudy.
Rudy.
Didn't sound sure about that one.
I wasn't. I'm still not.
Hermie versus George Bailey.
George Bailey.
Yeah, I'll even give you that one.
I abstain.
The Grinch versus Charlie Brown.
Grinch.
Grink.
Charlie Brown.
I'll go. Grinch is just such a classic. Mm-hmm. There's your final four. I'll do a little live for Skip here. Just bought this has to be 12 cars. It might even be 15. Like between me and the kids, and you know, their starter cars and just my various vehicles. And it was, I know I'm friends with them and I trust them. And what I do is I always tell Skip, I'm not going to negotiate. You tell the guys what the price is and I'll pay it. And it took me, Rach, you dropped me off over there. It was like 40 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Like to
easy peasy.
To fully buy the car.
Yeah.
Everything, yeah. Financing, everything. So you just can't do better than Weber Chevy and Weber Ford. Final four of the Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Clark Griswold versus Rudolph.
Clark.
Rudolph.
Rudy.
Tied Frank.
Oh, it's Rudolph, especially the claymation one that Dave doesn't like.
Yes. Makes me feel unsafe. George Bailey versus the Grinch.
Grink.
I gotta go Grink. I love George Bailey, but
GB.
Grink goes on. Ugh. Is it Rudolph or the Grink, the best Christmas character
Rudy!
Of all time?
Rudolph. Absolutely Rudolph. Grinch sucks.
He doesn't suck.
He sucks.
Rudolph was a little bit of a pussy. He was just...
That's fine.
Yeah.
He saved Christmas, Dave.
So am I. So am I. I still deserve a Merry Christmas.
He did, and he proved all those haters wrong. He had all them haters.
You're just kind of a whiner.
He had all them haters, and he proved them wrong.
Now Dave's joining in on the horrible bullying.
Yeah, come on, Dave. Let him play reindeer games.
And for that, I vote Rudy.
You're a real Santa Claus here, Dave.
Did you see him?
Yeah, he's adorable.
Yes.
Perhaps the only reindeer cuter is his little girlfriend. She's very cute, too.
Maybe I was just jealous.
Maybe.
I think that's probably it.
All right. So Rudolph goes against who for the superconductor?
Let me check. It's not, I think.
It was last week's.
Yeah, let's see. Sweet 16.
Whoever beat Plankton.
Grand champion is Atticus Finch as the best fictional lawyer.
Very similar characters.
Rudy.
Yeah, Atticus had been a punk.
I'm sticking with Atticus.
I'll go Rudy. I don't know why I said it like that.
Rudy.
What do you think, Dave?
Atticus.
All right. I mean, I guess Frank's going to break the tie on this Super Sweet 16. Grand champion.
Well, I hate to say it, but Rudolph is the most famous reindeer of all.
Yeah.
That's true.
Rudolph.
Do you guys know what Atticus Finch accomplished?
Nope.
Nothing.
Don't care.
Did he save Christmas?
We're going to go to 2026 with Rudolph as the... Yeah,
the grand champion.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply, in app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.